WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Will Reed. Gaza residents are seeking shelter in hospitals and schools ahead of an expected Israeli ground invasion. The war with Hamas in its second week. ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard says that may not stop Hamas.
What's unique about Gaza is that there's a whole underlying set of tunnels underneath Gaza that Hamas has had years to develop. So the Israelis don't know exactly where they are. It gives the Hamas the ability to move where the Israelis aren't and to come up and ambush.
The Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut down. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the White House is doing all it can to keep civilians out of harm's way.
The key interlocutors in that discussion are Egypt and Israel. Obviously, we're going to keep talking to them. We're hopeful that that gate can open as soon as sometime today. But again, it hasn't yet, and we just got to keep working at it.
Federal prosecutors and lawyers for former President Trump before a judge today arguing over a proposed gag order on Trump in his election interference case. This is ABC News. Russia is waging a major new offensive in eastern Ukraine, the biggest since last winter.
Russia is trying to encircle the strategic city of Avdiivka using thousands of troops and waves of armor, but so far it's suffering severe losses and gaining very little ground. Videos show dozens of Russian armored vehicles destroyed. The scale of the offensive suggests the Kremlin is trying to turn the tide after months defending against Ukraine's counteroffensive. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, Kyiv.
One of the nation's best-known pharmacy chains is filing for bankruptcy. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Last year, Rite Aid paid around $30 million to resolve lawsuits alleging that its pharmacies contributed to the opioid crisis by overprescribing painkillers. That, plus falling sales, has left Rite Aid struggling under $3 billion in debt. As a part of the restructuring, many of the company's 2,100 stores will likely close. But Rite Aid has been able to secure more than $3 billion in fresh loans. Rite Aid was founded in Philadelphia and has been around since 1962.
Will Reeve, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More doctors in Wisconsin are facing serious disciplinary action this year. The public watchdog group Public Citizen says that Wisconsin ranks number 8 in the nation in its latest annual study. It's not clear if the state's medical examining board is getting tougher with doctors. It may be the new formula Public Citizen is using for its rankings. The chairman of the state medical board tells the State Journal the panel is more willing these days to take hard stances against doctors than it has in the past. Some Wisconsinites who were in Israel when violence broke out more than a week ago are home again. Pete Schwabe has more.
Scott Forrester from Madison and 33 members of a church group from Kenosha were in Israel when fighting started. After several anxious days, they were back home Friday. Forrester tells Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee that several canceled bookings complicated his trip home. Parishioners from St. Mary's and St. Mark's Catholic Churches in Kenosha were able to get on a 13.5-hour flight in Jordan. Father Roman Steichel says prayers from people in Wisconsin helped them through it. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Jewish leaders in Wisconsin are keeping a close eye on the developments in Israel. More now from Stuart J. Wattles.
Miriam Rosenweg is president and CEO of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. She says the attack a week ago last Saturday was an act of terrorism.
Hamas is a terrorist organization. They have one goal, and that is to kill Jews.
Rabbi Nir Barkin lives in central Israel. He was an emissary in Milwaukee 20 years ago. He says he's touched by the outpouring of support from Wisconsin.
I'm touched by every phone call, every WhatsApp, every SMS, every text message that I get, every email that people send to me.
Rosenzweig and Barkin appeared on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden is denying several reports that he used profanities during a White House briefing about the Hamas attack last week.
Did I use vulgarity? Absolutely not. I did not. That's not the appropriate forum for that. It just isn't. But I took him to task, everybody in that room.
Several people at the briefing tell reporters it went further than that. Scandals don't seem to be hurting Van Orden's fundraising. The Prairie du Chien Republican tops the Wisconsin U.S. House delegation for fundraising during the third quarter. He pulled in more than $864,000. Young people aged 18 to 34 voted in record numbers in the 2020 presidential election. A new study finds that was driven in part by states that automatically mailed ballots to all registered voters. Catherine Carley has more now on the Vote at Home movement.
Voters aged 18 to 34 voted in record numbers that year, but six of the top 10 states for youth voter turnout were so-called vote-at-home states. Barbara Smith-Warner with the National Vote-at-Home Institute says younger people have become accustomed to home delivery for most things.
The ballot comes to you. You have a couple of weeks to spend time on making that voting decision, and then you have a variety of ways to return it.
Warner says democracy wins when these young voters are engaged, and that the success of vote-at-home laws should lead to an expansion in more states. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Southeast Wisconsin is coming off its rainiest stretch of weather in months. The National Weather Service says most places got 2 inches of rain or more between Wednesday and Saturday. Port Washington reportedly got 3.5 inches. The rain is welcome, but it's unlikely to be helping farmers this late in the growing season. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced that the state has ended the fiscal year with a positive balance of just over $7 billion. In a press release, Governor Evers called on the Wisconsin State Legislature to use the state's fiscal strength to address workforce challenges and child care issues, as well as supporting higher education to train and retain talented workers. The press release also noted the $1.8 billion budget stabilization fund is the largest in state history. It also is more than 5 times larger than the balance at the end of the 2018 fiscal year. Assembly lawmakers will take up a $546 million ballpark financing plan this week, aiming to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin until at least 2050. The bill was approved by a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the Assembly Committee on State Affairs and will now advance to the full chamber. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill will likely be brought up tomorrow. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for the proposal for long-term improvements at American Family Field. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows enrollment in Wisconsin's public schools is on the decline. The report found that since 2019, Wisconsin public schools have lost more than 32,000 students. The report noted many of those 32,000 students may be attending private school or homeschool, as private and homeschools aren't held to the same standard when reporting enrollment as public schools. The report also noted a decline in Wisconsin's birth rate as contributing to the decrease. The Wisconsin State Assembly will vote on a proposal to change regulations in the food delivery industry this week. According to a CHAFER News report, the proposal would grant restaurants the option to disengage from third-party delivery platforms like DoorDash or Uber Eats and mandate food delivery drivers to complete basic food safety training. The proposal comes following complaints by a fast food restaurant chain about increases in complaints about the quality of food delivered by third parties. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. High pressure dominates the first half of the week, which means calmer and cooler weather continues. Highs today only climbing into the mid to upper 40s. Unfortunately, stuck under cloudy skies with breezy winds out of the north at 15 miles per hour, it'll make it feel a touch cooler. However, these winds will eventually calm by this evening and switch to out of the west. Tonight, a few light sprinkles may fire up under mostly cloudy skies as lows drop to the upper 30s north and low 40s south. Expect another cooler day ahead tomorrow before the wind shift and bring some 60s back to town by midweek. But there's always a price to pay for that kind of warm-up. Rain is arriving with it, so enjoy the dry conditions while we have them now, even though it's not the brightest outside. I hope you have a marvelous Monday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with a win over the Lakers in L.A. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Lakers last night 108-97 in a preseason game in Los Angeles. Giannis and Damian Lillard scored a combined 30 points, each with about 20 minutes of playing time. Lillard was just 3 of 10 from the field, but finished with 14 and was asked how he felt despite double-team coverage from the Lakers.
I feel great. You know, obviously, it's always a little bit of rust in the beginning, but, you know, the game was very simple. It was just a matter of getting my wind up, you know, just kind of getting in the rhythm. They came out blitzing me from the beginning, so it woke me up. It was just good to be back on the floor.
It was the first time Damian and Giannis had played together in a game, and Giannis was asked how Lillard getting all the attention from the Lakers' defense looked to him.
Yeah, I've never been this open. And first of all, I've never seen anybody being double-teamed from the first position of the game. In every pick and roll, they were denying him. They were, you know, when he get the ball in the pick and roll, they were blitzing him, and I was rolling, and I was just wide open.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night with a game against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers now have won 17 matches in a row after beating Maryland. That's a new program record, and it ties the record for most consecutive wins in Big Ten history. The Badgers won again in three straight sets. Volleyball head coach Gary Sheffield.
Do we want to go and win 3-0? Yeah, I think that's certainly something that we would like to do. We don't ever talk about it. It's not, here, let's go in and let's win 3-0 or let's win 3-1 or, you know, something like that. It's just, let's go play really good volleyball and let's try to do that for longer periods of time than our opponents do. We're doing a pretty good job of stacking points on top of each other.
The Badgers ranked number one and take on Ohio State Wednesday in Madison at the Fieldhouse. College football, Wisconsin trying to figure out what happened Saturday when the Iowa Hawkeyes defense shut down the Badgers and won 15-6 to reclaim the Heartland Trophy. Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell.
They beat us in every phase of the game tonight, and it's pretty obvious. I mean, give them a lot of credit, you know, offensively, defensively, and in particular special teams. They made the plays when they needed to. Neither one of us, you know, I think could sustain much offensively, but they make one huge play, and we have some opportunities with the ball tipped in the air, and we just don't come down or make the play.
Braylon Locke took over at quarterback for Wisconsin after Tanner Mordecai left in the second quarter with an injured throwing hand, suffered after hitting a Hawkeyes helmet.
It doesn't look good for a little while. You know, he couldn't grip the ball.
The Badgers face the Illini in Illinois on Saturday. Some surprises in the NFL. The 49ers lost to the Browns in Cleveland 19-17. The Jets beat the Eagles for the first time in franchise history 20-14. Philadelphia's Jalen Hurts with three interceptions. Last night, the Bills held on to beat the Giants 14-9. The Packers are back to practice today after their bye. They face the Broncos in Denver next with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 34 tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. Upper 50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 48.
Joining us today, this is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or take the show with you on the go. Download the Civic Media app. You can engage with us right from the app. You can call, you can text, you can connect with Town Call. Head over to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Type in Civic Media. It's free. It's easy to download. And it's Monday, October 16th, joined by Aaron Zommers on the ones and twos. And a welcome back, a very special welcome back to Mr. Luke Mathers, who has returned from his three-week trip. We're excited to have Luke back in studio with us today. Luke, tell us about it a little bit. How was it?
I'm doing well, Will. It was a great 3 weeks. It felt like an eternity and went by in a blink of an eye just like that as well. So it was kind of a weird phenomenon where it happened all too fast, but was nice as well. It was a nice extended absence away. Had a lot of fun globetrotting. Walked more than 200 miles across the continent of Europe in the time that I was gone. Saw 8 different countries, went to countless different cities. It was a lot of fun, and thrilled to be with you back on the airwaves here on Civic Media this Monday afternoon.
Do you have a favorite stop on your journey?
It's hard to pick a favorite out of everywhere that we went, but my goal was to the place that I wanted to go, what kind of sparked off the initial planning phase for the honeymoon, was I wanted to visit Ireland. Ireland was at the top of my list. It's where we went first, and it lived up to expectations. I very much enjoyed, not as much Dublin itself, but getting out into the Irish countryside. The Cliffs of Moher were spectacular. Driving on the left-hand side of the road is an experience. Very interesting experience. Terrifying to start, but once I felt good in the saddle with the rental car, I liked it. I enjoyed driving on the left-hand side of the road, and I kind of joked with Kelsey towards the end of our time with the rental car. Why isn't everywhere doing this? Because it's kind of, after you get over the initial shock, I think it might be safer, but I don't know.
Roundabouts
everywhere. Roundabouts going clockwise.
I'm saying it's the same concept though, Luke. That's what I'm saying. Is like. Hey, I love roundabouts. We've talked about another show
Wisconsin
before.
Wisconsin has the most roundabouts compared to any other state. So I was ready, but I wasn't prepared for the clockwise. And then when we got back onto driving on the right-hand side of the road, I was like, wait, you don't all roundabouts go that way? And we were with some friends staying in Austria, and the gentleman that we were staying with, he was like, no, we definitely do counterclockwise roundabouts here. And I was like, are you sure? And I had to like then pay extra attention to it. But yeah, it was a very good, Ireland liked it a lot. Vienna right at the top though, too. And I was skeptical about Paris. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know if I was going to like Paris, as much, at all. And I really, really enjoyed the time that we spent, in Paris as well. So, those would probably be the top three: Ireland, Vienna, and Paris, of all the places, that I got to visit. Those were definitely highlights of the trip, but really no lowlights outside of, you know, airports suck. Airlines aren't necessarily the greatest. I'm not going to name names or anything like that here, but, you know, some airlines not necessarily friends of the consumer. And trains. I cannot say enough good things about the trains because...
Okay, Luke, There have been like 50 things you have mentioned now where it's like, boy, they do a good job of doing this. We should try that here. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that would work here. And I think that was the route that I was more trying to take when I mentioned roundabouts is like, people in America are like afraid of change, and it's like, hey, this stuff works. Why are we not implementing
this? I don't think we're going to start driving on the left-hand side of the road here, but yeah, more roundabouts would be great. You really don't have to stop. It's more fuel efficient. Like, you're just going through all of the constant yielding, which is just good for traffic flow and good for fuel efficiency. I drove on the Autobahn. That was a lot of fun. Got to go real fast on the Autobahn, too. So I had a good time doing that. But yeah, they have just cathedrals of public transportation, just going into the train stations all across Europe. Incredible, because like you mm-hmm. can see what they have spent public funds on. But, you know, those are private partnerships as well. They're not all government run trains. But the amount of public transportation through trains, subways, trams, rail cars, all of that stuff. Spectacular. It was the primary, besides the traveling through the Irish countryside, which you really can't do through public transportation. We needed to rent a car for that. And the day trip that we did around Saxony in Germany, which we also needed a rental car, which gave me the opportunity to drive on the Autobahn. Everything else was public transport. We might have took one cab, but it was because we had to get to a weird spot away from the airport in one of the cities that we were in, and we couldn't get back easily through public transit. So that was the only time that we used a cab. But public transportation is just incredible. And they have cathedrals built to public transportation all across Europe. And it's a shame that we don't have more of that here.
And public health care, too, Luke. Don't even get me started.
Thankfully, I didn't have to deal with it, though. We were
No,
both
I know,
healthy.
I know,
we were
I know.
Healthy the both,
I know.
The whole time. So we did not have to experience the public health care. But I've obviously heard great things, but did not have firsthand experience with that in our time in Europe.
It's funny. I do know some individuals who are vehemently against public health care who have had to utilize public health care when abroad. They were worried, oh, this massive bill is going to come and destroy me. Oh, no, you're not charged anything. And it's like mind-boggling to them. Like, wait, what do you mean? You're just going to like take care of me? Yes? Oh, well, okay. And you'd think that it would be like a moment of reflection where they'd be like, huh, why can't we have nice things too? Some of them jumped, some of them eventually connected the dots and came to that conclusion on their own. Some have not, and I have to then reiterate the story of when they benefited from public health care, but, you know, the disconnect will always exist. What else, Luke, was there anything throughout your trip that kind of, you know, anything happened? Did anything change the way that you were approaching the trip?
Well, I mean, the goal of my trip, and obviously besides spending time away with my wife, was to just also do a little bit of a digital detox. So trying to get away from pretty much I was using my cell phone as a camera, and that was about it. I didn't have data while over there. I was staying away from news. I was staying away from everything. A little shout out for the metric system. That was one thing that I was constantly using the calculator on my phone for, to try to, you know, figure out the metric. Way easier once you get the hang of it, though, too. One thing, you know, we could bring back here.
I know what you're thinking, Luke. Before you tell me about what most important information might have developed over the next few weeks, I will let you know we went 2-1 in the fantasy league. Don't worry, I kept us on track. I know you've been worried about that.
You lost one game while I was gone? What was it? We were undefeated when I left.
Unfortunately, we did. We weren't able to keep the streak. Hey, even the Niners and Eagles couldn't stay undefeated, and they got a backup quarterback in the Browns and the Jets.
I was back for
weekend,
that though. I watched those games yesterday.
Any given Sunday, it happens. I held down the fort. I know you were probably spending long nights awake at night wondering, dang, how is the fantasy team doing this week? I wish I had access to that. Don't worry.
I had a couple of losses in my other fantasy leagues because I did not check my lineups in time. And Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, ended up in one of them. And I think Christian Watson, while he was injured, ended up in one of them. So I had a couple of losses from fantasy just because I didn't care. I was doing a digital detox. But one of the big obvious news stories that was impossible to miss. I didn't even see it first, though, because again, I didn't have service. I didn't connect to Wi-Fi unless I was really trying to find something. Kelsey saw the story first of the events in Israel and what is going on in Gaza, in Palestine and Israel. surrounding the attack by Hamas. And so even trying to tune everything out and not be focused on anything related to news, current events, politics, anything, still saw that. And just the immediate shock there was in traveling in train stations and in airports. There were non-governmental organizations and governmental organizations seeking out firsthand accounts. So finding individuals that were traveling from Tel Aviv to give a report on what they experienced in their travels. There were delays. There was rerouting of different I forget which airport it was specifically, but every 5 minutes there was an update about rerouting of flights. So travel plans changing surrounding the Middle East. I don't believe it was just everything in and out of Tel Aviv. It was the whole region. So you could feel the immediate global impact that was that attack last week while I was gone. And it is one of those stories, you know, that it reverberated throughout. Even if you weren't trying to pay attention, it was something that popped up right to the top. So it's an interesting experience being doing a digital detox for 3 weeks, and now all of a sudden the whirlwind that is getting caught back up on everything. But that was the one at the top of the list for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we have Civic Media has been at the forefront of this coverage. Obviously, last week we had the special coverage throughout our Tuesday episode regarding President Biden's remarks on the situation. And this is going to be a story that will continue to unfold over the coming days, weeks, months, potentially years. You know, we don't know. And we will be here to cover it with you. But we also will be here to cover Wisconsin-centric news, as that tends to be our favorite conversations of the day. And Luke, you missed out on quite a bit of Wisconsin news as well. Our 3 weeks, you know, you talked about how quickly your 3 weeks went. Our 3 weeks went pretty quickly too. I mean, it's always a party when Papa Luke's out of town. I'm not throwing shade your way, not saying like, oh God, it was so much fun without you. But it was a lot of fun. We did have a good time. Well, we had a lot of fun.
Folks, catch me up on what I missed, because I'm already seeing Andrew from Verona texting in on the Civic Media app, listening on WMDX.
I was
saying,
just going to give
too
Andrew
bad he lost
shout
Most
out.
Wisconsin's story of the week while he was out. I can't believe you went on with that crap. You were claiming victories in my absence again? All right, whatever.
I did not claim the victory. Aaron will vouch. I did not claim any victories.
Yes, he did not. He specifically said, we're not going to count it against him while he's out. And I did not. The score right. sheet has not changed.
All right. All right. I don't but even at remember the same time, what the score sheet was at when I left. So
Andrew is giving me the victory. So, like, I'm not the one claiming them. I don't think it's unfair to say that victories might have been had. I just wasn't going to be the one to claim it, you know?
Well, folks, we're going to dive into some of the news stories that I missed in my three-week absence. If you want to share one that you think I need to be caught up on, we want to hear it. 844-967-2789. You can call or text here on Town Call. Share your thoughts. We're going to do a little deep dive of everything that I missed in my absence. Because, you know, you might have had a lot of fun, Will, but we still got to get maybe my take on some of the headlines from
Would it be a
away.
Retox? Are we going to retox you now and all the news you missed from the last 3 weeks?
That sounds disgusting and not the what I want to do, but maybe just a little briefing. Catch me up on what I missed. Folks, you're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're going to continue the conversation. Share what you think I need to be caught up on. 844-967-2789.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. Gaza residents are seeking shelter in hospitals and schools ahead of an expected Israeli ground invasion. The war with Hamas in its second week. ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard says that may not stop Hamas.
What's unique about Gaza is that there's a whole underlying set of tunnels underneath Gaza that Hamas has had years to develop. So the Israelis don't know exactly where they are. It gives the Hamas the ability to move where the Israelis aren't and to come up and ambush.
The Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut down. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the White House is doing all it can to keep civilians out of harm's way.
The key interlocutors in that discussion are Egypt and Israel. Obviously, we're going to keep talking to them. We're hopeful that that gate can open as soon as sometime today. But again, it hasn't yet, and we just got to keep working at it.
Federal prosecutors and lawyers for former President Trump before a judge today arguing over a proposed gag order on Trump in his election interference case. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows enrollment in Wisconsin's public schools is on the decline. The report found that since 2019, Wisconsin public schools have lost more than 32,000 students. The report noted many of those 32,000 students may be attending private school or homeschool, as private and home schools aren't held to the same standard when reporting enrollment as public schools. The report also noted a decline in Wisconsin's birth rate as contributing to the decrease. The Wisconsin State Assembly will vote on a proposal to change regulations in the food delivery industry this week. According to a CHAFER News report, the proposal would grant restaurants the option to disengage from third-party delivery platforms like DoorDash or Uber Eats and mandate food delivery drivers to complete basic food safety training. The proposal comes following complaints by a fast food restaurant chain about increases in complaints about the quality of food delivered by third parties. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or take the show with you on the go. Download the Civic Media app. You can engage with us right from the app. You can call, you can text, you can connect with Town Call. Head over to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, type in Civic Media. It's free. It's easy to download. It's Monday, October 16th. We welcome back Mr. Luke Mathers today from his three-week hiatus, which means, you know, a little over three on the Wisconsin headlines of the week. But those aren't my words. Those are not my words. That's the audience, all right? They know where the good headlines
are
coming from.
Who positioned the audience to think that way?
No comment.
It's a different Mathers that's back, though. It's not Marshall. It's Luke Mathers coming back. Yeah, I was glad to be with you on Town Call. Yeah, you didn't think that
I didn't
was
even
well
make
planned?
The connection.
Come on, man. Come on.
I didn't
that's
even
why
make the connection.
I always
well
used
done.
That song when he'd be gone well for done. Like one day. I'd play that.
Yeah, come on. What? You didn't make that connection? What's wrong with you?
Luke Marshall Mathers is back.
What's wrong with you, man? Catch me up with what I missed, though. So, yeah, obviously saw the events that have been unfolding in the Middle East surrounding the Hamas terrorist attack. But closer to home, I was pretty unplugged for almost the entire trip. Removed Twitter from my home screen. Twitter is no longer on my home screen. This
well,
is
it wasn't
change.
Anyway. It would have been X.
Well, X. But no, I actually haven't updated my app yet. Out of spite. It's a updating protest going on. So it is still Twitter on my phone. It's a little bluebird still. I do not have the X on my app.
Mine updated automatically. So.
See, I've been manually avoiding it. So, but I removed that app from my home screen. It's no longer there. I turned off all notifications, turned some back on now that I've been back. But did this digital detox. So catch me up, Will, with what I missed here with Wisconsin headlines in my absence.
Well, we're going to do a little bit of retoxifying of you here, Luke. I tried to find a better antonym and thesaurus.com was not very helpful. So we're going to go with my made-up word instead. And I think the biggest story that you missed, there were a number of big stories, don't get me wrong, and we're going to be touching on all of them. But first and foremost, I have to start with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, particularly Robin Voss's three-person panel of former elected, former judges who he was getting to, we'll say advise, you know, they technically didn't have an official capacity.
He was looking to find justification for an impeachment, right? That was the last I heard. He was really going hard towards the impeachment, maybe backtracking a little bit. But when I left back in September, that was kind of full steam ahead. What are the updates with what's going on with the Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm. So we got the results from at least two out of the three members of that panel. Former Justice David Prosser, who, if you recall, was also, I believe, the Speaker of the House. So he is, or the Speaker of the Assembly. So he is able to speak both from a judicial perspective and a legislator's perspective. He said that there was no basis for impeachment, that this was purely partisan, purely done out of spite, and there's no reason to do so. And former Justice Wilcox reiterated that statement. We have not heard from former Justice Patience Rogensack, though we do know that she was the third member of this panel. Voss had previously enlisted the help of...
Wait, the third member of this panel was the outgoing Supreme Court Justice that was replaced by Janet Protasiewicz?
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Super impartial justices here. There's just, okay. Sample size, interesting.
I forgot how long you've been gone, Luke. Yeah, I kind of did a pause, like, wait a minute, this is old news.
Yeah, no. That's new news for me. I did not know any of, besides Prosser being named, I believe that was the only one before I left that was publicly aware of who this panel was going to be comprised of.
But the thing is,
it's new to me.
Despite the fact that it is the person being replaced, the opinion was still, nah, you can't impeach her.
No, I thought Rogensack was the one that we don't know that's public yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't heard from Rogensack yet.
I guess that's true.
I was just saying, because
David Prosser and John Wilcox's emails and communication have been released publicly.
Right. And one of the clips that I saw from up front over the weekend, as I was catching up on things yesterday and this morning, was Voss saying, well, I'm not going to comment publicly yet on things that have not come out publicly. So waiting to hear on what the version is there. Important to note, Rogensack was one of the three Supreme Court justices, not last year, but 2 years ago now, that voted to overturn the 2020 election results without any basis in legal merit for throwing out thousands of Wisconsin votes for no reason and overturning the state's 2020 election results. So it would be interesting to see what her remarks are, but that one has not come public yet. So, okay. Kind of.
I'll get you the exact quote here, Luca. As long as we're going through it. So Prosser released his letter to Voss along with text and voicemail messages to liberal watchdog group American Oversight under the public records law, and as part of a lawsuit the group filed against the group of justices Voss impaneled to research the idea of impeachment. Former conservative Supreme Court Justice David Prosser wrote in a letter to Voss, quote, in my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to a mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequencies. To sum up my views, There should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasiewicz on anything we know now. Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or the subject has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office, unquote.
All right. That's a pretty definitive report from that, but kind of where things are where when I left, where they are now, kind of, right? There's a threat of possible impeachment, but there's no actual movement on impeachment.
Well, and that's where it gets interesting. Robin Voss must not have been happy with the decision of the handpicked former Supreme Court justices that he went out to try to get to side with his opinion. And he has, as of last week, as of October 12th, actually, so last Thursday, Speaker Voss is leaving open the possibility of initiating a process to remove the newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justice should he disagree with her handling of a lawsuit before the high court that challenges the state's legislative maps that favor the GOP. He told reporters last Thursday, the 12th, that while he is not moving forward with impeaching Janet Protasiewicz on the floor as of today, which again was last Thursday, it's possible lawmakers will make the unprecedented move in the future. The way that I read his statement was, it was quite literally a threat. He essentially said, if she rules in a way that I disagree with, impeachment is still on the table. Why he hasn't been called out on that more, because he was pretty blatant in his phrasing, is beyond me. But this, again, Luke, this is going to be a statement and a story that we are going to be covering pretty in depth for the next few days, weeks, and months, because this is something that is not going away.
Okay. Well, if they're not impeaching, they've got a ton of time on their hands then to, you know, address some of the issues that the state is facing, right, Will? When I left, I believe there was a special session on addressing the child care crisis that the state is going to face towards the end of the year. We get any update and progress made on addressing child care here in Wisconsin by the state legislature and the governor's office?
Yeah, so I'll read over from a piece over at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from last Friday as well, actually, noting that Senate leaders have proposed to scrape Tony Evers' $1 billion child care plan. They're replacing it with, take a guess, Luke, what might they replace it with?
If I had to take a shot in the dark, because again, digital detox wasn't keeping up to date with a lot of this, I would say their solution, what they've proposed, is a tax cut.
It is a tax cut. That is correct. A $2 billion tax cut and expanded child care credit. Reading over from the piece at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Republican lawmakers are proposing to scrape Democratic Governor Tony Evers' plan to funnel $1 billion into child care services and workforce programs, and instead want to cut income taxes by $2 billion and expand a tax credit parents may use to pay for child care costs, among other potential measures the state Senate leader released Friday afternoon.
Okay, so cutting taxes is a way to increase the amount of child care. I don't see how it's going to work, but maybe it will address the problem that we're having. Folks, if you've got a headline that you think I need to be caught up on in my 3 weeks absence of something that I should be aware of, either here in Wisconsin news, local news to you around the state of Wisconsin, or something national, give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. So Janet Protasiewicz not impeached, no progress made on the looming child care crisis that is currently, because obviously we joke and jest about there being a solution for this, Will, because the tax cut doesn't seem like it is going to address the problem. Is going to not only is the child care counts program that was implemented in 2021 need to be funded, but there's still more work to do beyond that to address the child care crisis here in the state of Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it seems like the two sides, the governor's office and the state legislature, are pretty far opposed from that. But the 3 week period that has gone, there's no progress made, no better solution, no compromise, no nothing. It's pretty unfortunate to hear.
If you get a chance to watch the hearing, watch the faces of some of the women behind. The best example is up in my neck of the woods as State Senator Dan Knodel was talking. You can just tell how I think grossly misrepresented some of our officials are compared to what most Wisconsinites believe is the best case moving forward.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to catch those videos because yeah, it's definitely Something very important that's not going away either. Like, that is a crisis that needs to be addressed between now and the end of the year. Well, when I left as well, you know, I had I called in a little bit of reinforcements to assist you in my absence. Mr. Dan Schaefer, I want to give him a shout out of the recombobulation area for addressing my absence, with filling in for a couple of days, 4 days, I believe, while I was gone. And, you know, the ongoing joke.
We had recombobulation week without you. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad to hear that you guys could handle that, along with Biden's administration doing infrastructure week. Recombobulation week, second best week. Infrastructure, I'm sorry.
Third best week. I'm still a big fan of Shark Week.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Third best week. I want to thank Mr. Schaefer for filling in my absence. I'm a little jealous because I hear there were some big Bucks news as well in my absence. Mm-hmm. And you waited for me to be away to discuss the big Bucks news with Dan Schaefer of the recombobulation area.
I called in a favor myself. I reached out to my buddy John Horst, and I was like, hey, Luke's going to be out of town for a few weeks. It would be just absolutely hilarious if we're able to dedicate an episode or two to the Bucks. Could you hold up on any, you know, major transactions?
Just wait
until
he's gone. Wait until he's up in the air, just flying across
the Atlantic. Once
he's
gone, we're good to go.
Then we're good to go. I was shocked by that one. That was so break it down for me, what you and Dan discussed with the league-shattering trade that occurred with the Milwaukee Bucks while I was gone.
Yeah, so the Milwaukee Bucks have acquired Dalla Dame, Damian Lillard. Dame time is coming to Milwaukee. Now, this is, you know, Giannis and Dame, they've kind of had a bit of a bromance for years now. Giannis picked Damian Lillard first overall for the All-Star game. They have both been on record when asked as to what one player in the NBA would you like to play with. They chose each other. Damian Lillard wanted out of Portland. Portland's rebuilding. They had young players at his position. It made sense to move him. And we went over the little web, I guess, of what John Horst turned into Damian Lillard, going back, you know, years and years and years, mm-hmm. ex-draft picks, all the draft picks and each player swap, how it moved up a step and became this person who became this person, became this person. It was a fun little web to go through and remind us of the history of Bucks transactions. But I did have to make the point, I am incredibly, incredibly sad to have lost Drew Holiday, because not only is he an insanely talented player on the court, but he is one of, if not the best individuals in all of basketball off the court. Both he and Lauren are tremendous individuals that any community would be incredibly lucky to have. We're going to miss him so very much. We're going to miss the Holidays.
Yes.
So very much.
My favorite player on the Bucks. Sad to see him go. I will begrudgingly cheer for him, even though he's going to be a Boston Celtic this next season.
I'll still root for him.
I was going to say, I'm just going to root for the Celtics to lose every game, but to Drew Holiday to have the best season of his career. That is what I will cheer for, because Drew Holiday is amazing. Sad to see him go, but the Milwaukee Bucks having monumental news in my absence, and you and Dan Schaefer getting to talk about it here on Town Call. Jeez, I am jealous.
We covered it twice. We gave two episodes to it. It was so
two?
Important.
Folks, this is Town Call. Catch me up
just
on
to rub it in a little bit
for the last 3 weeks. 844-967-2789.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 34. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. Upper 50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the mid 50s. Chance for showers continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 49.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I'm going home, but to the place where I belong, and where your love has always been enough for me.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call. Luke, that the song seems to have gotten you a little bit.
Oh, that's a good one. I told Mr. Zommers, because I had the first two picked out of Since You've Been Gone and Little Marshall Mathers. And I was like, I can't think of another home song, but if you do your best to find something. And man, you just knocked that out of the park, Aaron.
There's
hats
10
off to you.
Million home songs.
I know,
what
but I couldn't
mean?
Think of one, right? It was literally, I was walking into the studio, right? It was the last thing I thought of, because... You know, I'm trying to catch up. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind day. You know, 1,800 just emails sitting waiting for me. So I've been playing catch up all morning, and the song selection wasn't necessarily the top of my head. But Mr. Zommer's knocking that one out of the park. But the only thing I think about it, that was the back when like American Idol was like the must-see TV, and the family used to sit down and watch. Like, that was one of the going home songs a couple of the seasons, I think, of American Idol, because Daughtry was a contestant on the show, and then they used his song after he came in third or fourth place. I've seen him live. He's a very, very good talented artist live too. But that's all it makes me think of when I hear the going home song by Daughtry is sitting around watching American Idol with the family. So that was a good one. Yes, I am back here in the studio across the Civic Media airwaves for Town Call after my 3-week absence. If you've got a headline that you want to catch me up on, 844-967-2789. Will and Aaron holding down the fort along with some special guests like Dan Schaefer, Nina Turner joining you in my absence as well. Heard some excellent shows.
Senator Nina Turner was here. She is phenomenal. She is just such an incredible organizer and so well-versed on so many of the issues happening, both at the local level and at the national level.
Yeah, and just because I was gone doesn't mean that the headlines stopped throughout the 3 weeks in my absence. So if you've got one that you want to share, 844-967-2789. You can share with what I missed, because we're talking about Bucks. There was a huge Damian Lillard trade. We're talking about the Supreme Court, the ongoing battle, as you've alluded to, Will, that is going to be surrounding a potential impeachment of the newly sworn in justice, Janet Protasiewicz, and just countless other headlines. If you want to share them, we want to hear them. 844-967-2789. Because, man, it's a whirlwind getting caught up. Brewers swept out of the playoffs. That one was unfortunate.
We will get to that.
We're going to get to that.
Luke,
yeah.
That was going to be the conversation I wanted to have with you next. Though, I'll have to show you the picture as well. Speaking of Senator Turner coming on the show, we went down after the show to the UAW 75 picket line down at the East Atlantis plant in Milwaukee. We went marching with the workers. We were talking to everybody, hearing their stories, and boy, was it powerful. It was a nice experience to be able to get down there and stand in solidarity with so many of these American workers who are, you know, really putting their lives on the line to try to benefit
their
the
livelihoods
entirety of
for
the
sure,
working
absolutely,
class.
Yeah. Any updates with the UAW strike? Since that was a strike that was. Believe the week right before I left, so it was fresh strike when I left. Any updates over the past month since that one began?
Still going strong. And I guess I should say going strong depends on who you ask, because I am always going to side with the workers, and I really want them to be able to get a fair contract that treats them not with just with the dignity that they deserve, but is equitable from a pay perspective, as we know that the workers are the ones who generate value. The labor is the engine of the American economy. I don't think I can sit here and tell you a whole lot of developments, but I think we'll be able to have that conversation on Thursday when Professor John Shelton is here for office hours. As you mm-hmm. know, we love talking labor.
Yeah, well, one of the airports we were in, we had a little bit of a delay because the air traffic control workers were on strike in Europe even. So strike labor demanding a fair pay and fair representation in their workplace, not something uniquely here to the U.S., is something that's still experienced.
Hot labor summer is not just an American thing.
No. And so I was still a little upset about the delay because, you know, when you're sitting in the airport, you want to get to where your final destination is. You don't want to be sitting. Airports are... It's one of those places. It's just the twilight zones, kind of. Hence why you have a recombobulation area in air. Well, Milwaukee's the only one, but other airports would do well to follow Milwaukee's example and have a recombobulation area because airports are a little discombobulating. But when I found out that the delay was because it was strike, I was a little less upset about the fact and saying, okay, well, those workers, they're showing their value to the airport by... Mm-hmm. going on strike, and
that's the point.
If I was gonna say if their workplace demands were met, then you know, then things would run more smoothly. So yeah, absolutely something we can revisit on Thursday with our office hours. What else did I miss in my
well,
absence?
Well, you mentioned the Brewers, so I gotta talk about the Brewers because this was hilarious as well. Dan and I were talking on Tuesday, right? So Brewers wild card series, hosting the series. They had home games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if necessary. Well, on that Thursday, which I believe was October 5th, so two Thursdays ago, was the Committee on State Affairs meeting at State Fair Park to discuss the Brewers stadium funding bill. And I made the joke to Dan, you know, boy, how unfortunate would it be if the Brewers come out and lose on Tuesday and Wednesday, get swept at home, and then have the audacity to come out on Thursday and ask for hundreds of millions of public dollars. And then
you willed that into existence, Will.
It happened exactly like that.
You manifested it.
I'm not going to sit here and say I manifested it, but like it did happen. I said, boy, it would be unfortunate if this were to occur. Dan and I had a nice little chuckle, and unfortunately, it did in fact occur.
All right, so all you Brewers fans out there, you know who to take up your grievances with. Will just admitted it to it on air. He is the reason.
Give us a call, shoot us a text, let me know why it's my fault that the Milwaukee Brewers were eliminated from the playoffs. 844-967-2789. Though, to be fair, the Diamondbacks have since swept the Dodgers, so... And you know, it's baseball, man. October baseball is a different game. Anything's possible. It's the any given Sunday rhetoric that we
for
discussed earlier with the NFL, but for a different sport.
Different model. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks. I do want to thank you for filling the air in my absence. It was an honor to be able to have the time away that I have. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling good to jump back into the mission that we have here at Town Call and at Civic Media. I'm excited for what's to come. We've got a lot of exciting things coming down the line, folks. You're going to want to stay tuned every day to your Civic Media programming because there's no shortage of local news that needs to be covered, and we're thrilled as a radio network here in Wisconsin to be bringing that. And so I want to thank everybody that helped out. Mr. Zommers on the production team across the board while I was gone. Thank you, Aaron, and everybody else in the Civic Media team that had to pick up any of the slack while I was gone. Greatly appreciate it, and thrilled to be back here on the airwaves with you, Will, and with a radio organization that is out on a mission to return home town broadcasts across the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout out to the team because they did a wonderful, wonderful job. Not just on the days where you were absent, Luke, but some of the special guest feature days that we had, as well as the special coverage. It was wonderful to have so much assistance from so many talented individuals.
Yeah, it's tremendous to be a part of this team. Thrilled for where we're going next, and just a little jet lagged. Just a little jet lagged. So bear with me if I'm getting recombobulated in my return.
The Wednesday's recombobulation is going to be a very special one because you're going to need it.
It'll be a good one. Folks, Town Call will be back tomorrow at 12:15. Talk to you then.
Take it easy, party people.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another.
Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve.